Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the continued weakness of box beef has moved into the spotlight and is driving much of the trade right now. Cash cattle have not yet traded for the week, but expectations have been reduced to no better than steady with last week. That's $155 probably here in our part of the country. Feedlots in the South are asking higher prices. While there have been no offers posted in the North, the pressure stems from box beef prices. Price of choice cuts has reached the lowest level this year, and this may result in packers reducing chain speeds, which will reduce their need for cattle. Hogs fell out of bed with February and April contracts yesterday, down over $3 and triple-digit losses extending through August of 2023. Underlying cash and cutouts were not the culprit, with traders following the path of least resistance, similar to about a week ago. The December contract was immune to the selling pressure as it remains close to cash, and the index with a week remaining to trade. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed cash was up 43 cents. Cutouts posted a gain, $3.36. March Kansas City wheat up 6 cents early, accompanied by a 9 cent gain in March Chicago wheat after the Chicago contract fell to its lowest close of the year yesterday. Export demand for hard red winter wheat has been the main drag on wheat in the 22 and 23 sales years, but those commitments are higher than a year ago for soft red winter and hard red spring wheat. This season's export commitments for white wheat are up 27% from a year ago and are up 47% from a year ago for durum. March corn trading down a penny early Wednesday, still finding non-commercial net longs under pressure from disappointing signs and of demand in the early 22 and 23. The price of ethanol in Chicago fell to another new nine-month low Tuesday, ending at $2.13 a gallon. On the soybeans, up 6 cents for January early today with early support from both soy products. We will check futures in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday at admission and parking are free.
December live cattle at the close yesterday down $1.67, 151.55. February down 220, 153.62. January feeder cattle down $1.97, 180.180. And March down 222, 184.15. February hogs down 360 at 86.92. Kansas City wheat, the March down 11 3 quarters, 830. And May was down 12 and a half, 826. Chicago wheat, March down 10 cents, 729. And May was down 11 cents, 739 and 3 quarters. March corn down 3 and a quarter, 637 and a quarter. May down 3 and a quarter, 639. January soybeans up 17 and a quarter, 1455.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.